can't say f*** you on the radio, but you can text it. Text us BS and your message to 69187. It's BS in the Morning.
This should be Bert Kreischer. You know him. He's been on TV a million different places. He's got a Comedy Central special. He's got a Showtime special. He's got a brand new Netflix special.
Got a movie based on his life.
Yes, Van Wilder. He's partied with the Russian mafia. He's a man of many talents. Is that him? Yeah. Lost Boy? Yeah. He's on? Perfect. Bert Kreischer, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm 10 days into Sober October.
This is it, man. Isn't it Sober October?
Sober October.
Oh, Sober October.
Last year we were in Bourbon Street at midnight, and Ari and I got drunk for the first time in a month. And what was amazing is there was this little girl that used to come over to our house, and without music, she would dance. And I could never understand why she danced or like what she was dancing to or what was inspiring her to dance. And that first night when I had the first shot, the second it got to my brain, I was like, oh, I hear the music that she hears. Now I know why she dances.
that's incredible. That's it. So yeah. Your tolerance does go down then. Even after a month of just not drinking.
Oh my gosh. You know what it goes down for the most is marijuana. Like, that's when you're like, whoa, I feel like I'm in ninth grade again.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, it's so funny. I obviously do drink a ton. And so when I get to that point, usually it's on Sunday nights where I'm drinking and drinking and drinking, and I just can't feel it. So I feel like I'm chasing the buzz. And, like, I can't get to that place where it puts me over, so I want to go, all right, now I'm going to bed. It's so funny. Once you get done October, it's like that drink is like, three drinks in, you're like, whoa, I am wasted.
Makes you cheaper.
Yeah, it makes it a lot cheaper. But who cares about that? I like the drinking aspect. I like ordering cocktails. I like when ponying up to the bar and seeing the guy next to you, and the guy next to you smiles like, oh, we're in the same boat, huh? Yeah, we're both going to war and we're coming back drunk.
You're in for the camaraderie of it. That's it. All right.
I love drinking. I always say I'll never quit drinking. I'll never become an alcoholic because I don't want to quit drinking. Like, I will never forget. I grew up in Florida, so there's always that broken part of me where I go, sunsets are awesome, but sunsets with a cocktail are 10 times better.
Yeah.
And so I don't ever want to lose the opportunity to have a cocktail on a boat watching a sunset. So that's why I do this Sober October thing every year, is that it's like, it really resets everything. You know what's crazy is like, what I've been noticing a lot this month is, you know when you're dieting and you go to the refrigerator and you open the door and you're like, oh, I'm not allowed to have anything in there.
Yeah.
That feeling I've been having all the time with booze. I go, oh, it's 5 o'clock sunset and let's have I can't get one of those. And that's like, my wife was like, you should really talk to your therapist about this. I was like, nah, don't worry. Booze will be back in November. We'll be fine.
You're the only person who I've ever heard say, oh, the best part of drinking, the sunsets. I've never heard, like, that's the reason.
Dude, sunsets and sunrises are, like, my two favorite drunk times in life. One of my favorite jokes, by the way, I will give this to everyone. This is my favorite joke. This is one to just keep in your pocket for all times. Whenever you're watching a sunset with a group of people, like Key West, spring break, you're on a boat, a booze cruise, the second the sun sets and it goes away, as soon as someone turns around and starts walking away from it, yell, oh my God, it's coming back up! Everyone turns around. Dude, that makes me giggle to this day. They're like three things. The three things that just constant, that will make me laugh until the day I die.
That's great, man. Well, we love your jokes. Let me make sure I plug this one here, because you got the Body Shots World Tour. This is exciting. Come back to Vegas, the Mirage, on the 17th of February. So you're already booking the whole thing, man, which is awesome. We love it when you come to town. And hey, congrats on the new special on Netflix, man. Secret Time.
Oh, thank you so much. It's amazing. You really realize how many people have Netflix when you do a Netflix special.
Dude, I've been hearing about that special everywhere, man. Like, every comic's been talking about
it's amazing.
People have watched it. Yeah.
It's amazing. You know what,
dude,
you know what I was impressed with was just how relaxed you were on it. Not saying you weren't relaxed on the other ones, but dude, it just felt so natural. I don't know, I feel like a lot of comedians, it would be nerve. I mean, that's a high stress time. You're shooting the special. You're doing the whole thing. I mean, you have everything polished. It's probably very nerve wracking. But dude, I'm telling you, you just seemed like you got up there and crushed it. Like it just seemed like it was no big deal to you, and it was amazing.
Well, thank God they aired that show and not the one before it. The one before it, I stunk.
Really?
I was horrible. The first show, it had rained, and so we had to keep the audience outside in the rain for an hour.
Oh.
And we had an electrical problem, and so I went up on stage, and it was a horrible show.
Oh, my God.
It was horrible, and so then I had one show to get it, and so I got up, and I was like, oh, dude, I do this every single weekend. This is what I do for a living.
Right.
You always put on good shows. Let's just relax and have a fun time. And there's a point in the joke where I talk about, I go to a parent-teacher conference, and I brought two Diet Cokes. And in the middle of the conference, I take a sip of one of the Diet Cokes and realize I have a Coors Light. And the second that I told that joke, the audience lost their minds, and I was like, oh, we're home. All right, this is going to be a cruise.
Right. Ah, dude, it was great, man. I was so happy for you.
Oh, thank you. People only show their good side, you know, of who they are. And I felt like so many of us are horrible dads and horrible husbands and big drinkers and screw up nonstop that I was like, I'm not going to be up here and try to promote, like, parenting. Like, I'm just going to be honest about everything. And I was really happy with it. Thank you.
I got to say this. Greg and I here, we went to BurtCast last time. You were in town for it. It was a comedy festival, actually. And you did a recording of BurtCast.
Oh, yeah. Triple B's over there.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, hysterical. You ever coming back doing that, or you're just doing the stand-up?
I'm just doing stand-up right now. I always feel like I let people down when I do live podcasts.
Why?
Like, because I feel like my podcast is best when it's intimate and people tell secrets. Like, I feel like that's when it's at its best. And when it's live, you find, like, although I did do a live podcast where I was telling the people in the audience, I was with Doug Benson and Doug Stanhope. I go, Doug Benson can guess your weight, Doug Stanhope can guess your age, and I can guess your secret. And so we got this kid up there. It was a joke. Obviously, I can't guess anyone's secret.
Yeah.
But Doug's like, 48. The kid's like, no, I'm 25. And he was like, all right, 200 pounds. He goes, no, I'm 186. And I go, let me guess your secret. You only wore loincloths until you were 10 years old. And he was like, no. And so I go, well, what's your secret? And he just lets out, and he goes, I lost my virginity to my sixth grade teacher.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
We didn't expect him to tell a secret, so we were like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And the audience was like, holy crap, what just happened?
So you were raped, okay.
Yeah, that's what's hilarious about it is that everyone started cheering, and Doug Stanhope was like, I will refuse to cheer this. The kid was sexually assaulted. He was in sixth grade. But everyone's still cheering. Women are cheering. And Stanhope's like, no, ladies, stop cheering. You're cheering on a rape. It was... But it was such a funny, interesting side of America. It's like, women and men alike were cheering for this kid.
Yeah.
And Stanhope's like, if this was a woman, everyone would be losing their minds.
Yeah, oh, of course.
Exactly.
Yeah. The double standard, man. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, completely. This kid was a child. I had a sixth grader at one point. Like, I can't imagine that person coming home and going, oh, yeah. Banged my teacher.
Right. February 17th, The Mirage, Las Vegas. Do not miss it. Bert Kreischer, he's back. You got Body Shots, World Tour. Thanks so much for taking the time, Bert. We always love it
when
you're on,
dude. Thank you, guys.
Dude.
I appreciate it. I'll see you guys in Vegas.